Okay, good morning, and thank you for bearing with us. We're having some technical challenges this morning. Seems like the cell towers and the internet are both struggling here in Muncie due to the big storm yesterday. But hopefully that won't stop us from learning Torah this morning. I want to thank our dear friends Chani and Lenny Grunstein. Wish them a big mazel tov on their granddaughter's bat mitzvah wedding the other night. She have a lot of simcha, a lot of nachas. We sponsored this year's 10 Minutes of Meaning series in memory of Chani's father, Mr. Aaron Tambor, Aaron Ben Yitzchak. We are on Perek Yud Aleph, the Ramchal of Moshe Chaim Lutzato, has been taking us through Mesilas Yesharim, the path to perfection, the formula to how to realize our best selves and how to live our best selves. And we have been going through in this Perek of Nikias, the chapter that deals with how to purge the negative qualities, the negative behaviors, the negative actions, the negative lifestyle from ourselves. We talked about how to perfect our speech, our thought, our actions. And now we've been talking about the horrific, horrifically devastating behavior of Chilul Hashem. We mentioned last week that there is no power, there is no neutral. All of our actions can fit into one of two categories. We are either sanctifying Hashem's name, we're either advancing His agenda to repair His world, or we're creating a Chilul Hashem. We're setting it back. We are undermining the realization of the fulfillment of His vision for this world. There are many aspects to the desecration of Hashem's name. A person has to be very, very careful. A person has to be very, very vigilant on the honor of Hashem. The way we behave, if we're kind, if we're courteous, if we're honest, if we follow through, the impression that we leave on others will either draw them closer to Hashem, impress them, or chas v'shalom, the opposite. So with everything we do, with every interaction, with every behavior, with every word that we utter, we have to ask ourselves, is this going to draw people closer? Is this going to push them further away? That's an awesome responsibility. We are all agents. We're all ambassadors of Hashem. And like it or not, whether we signed up for it or not, the impression we leave on others can determine their entire religious attitude and outlook, their entire view of how they see and how they appreciate Hashem, the Ribono Shel Olam, in this world. Being Torah personalities is supposed to mean, shaping us. Learning Torah, living Torah should shape us into Torah personalities. And when it doesn't, when we fail, when we show up short in fulfilling our promise and pledge and acting with midos, with good, kind qualities, then, as we said, we set back the agenda. But the opposite's also true. We have an enormous opportunity when we act with honesty, when we follow through with integrity, when we're kind and we're courteous and we are respectful. People say, look at that yarmulke, look at that religious woman. That's what godliness means. That's what Judaism means. We just read in last week's parsha, V'yahavtas Hashem Elokecha. We have a mitzvah to love Hashem. And all of the commentators are bothered. How can we be commanded? How can we be commanded an emotion? You could regulate your behavior, your action, but your emotion is emotion. If you love God, you love God. If you don't love God, you don't love God. How could you be demanded? How could you be told, love God on demand? Many answers. The Rambam has this perspective. Many answers are given. But the Gemara in Yuma Daf Pei Vav tells us that V'yahavta Hashem Elokecha she'eshem shemayim mis'ahev al yadcha, that how do you fulfill the mitzvah of loving God? To make other people love God through you. You know, Lahavda, when you love a new song, you send the link to that song to everybody. You got to listen to this song. It's amazing. When you love a new book that you've read, an article that you've read or come across, a new Rav, a Rebbe, or Shir that you listen to, when you love something, you want to share it wide. You want other people to be able to adopt it. You want other people to be exposed to it. So similarly, the way that we evidence that we love Hashem is to live a lifestyle that will draw others to Hashem. That's how we show our love of Him. And the opposite, the inverse, is also true. If we live lives that push people further from Hashem, then it's not love that we have, but disdain. Our rabbis, the Mishnah Navos, teaches that whether it was intentionally or unintentionally, either way we are accountable when it comes to Chil Hashem. See, when it comes to other Averos, there is an exemption. Person is off the hook if it was accidental, if it was unintentional, if you couldn't have known. But Chil Hashem, the devastation, the Chalal of the Chil, the vacuum, the hole that you created in this world, in which Hashem is not obvious, is so great, is so destructive that it doesn't matter the intent. The Gemara in Yuma, Pei Vav asks, what's an example of Chil Hashem? This standard that's so high, the responsibility of a Jew to walk around. We have to make a Kiddush Hashem. Amar Rav, Kigon Ana. Rav says like me, Deshakel Nabisra Velayevna Demela Alter. Sometimes when I buy meat, I don't pay immediately. I buy on credit. Now let me ask you, is there something so terrible about buying on credit? There are stores and storekeepers who are grateful and glad to sell on credit. They're just eager to sell. So is it so bad to buy on credit and not pay immediately? So Rav says, yeah, for me, for being a Rav, for the position of prominence I have, to not pay immediately, if anyone would then say, well, look at this rabbi, he buys on credit, he expects the world to wait, doesn't pay immediately, what does he expect me, the proprietor, to do? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kigon Ana Demazgena Arba Amas Bo Torah Velo Tefillin. Rabbi Yochanan says, you know, it's a Chil Hashem like me. If I ever walk 4 amas, 6 feet, if I ever walk 6 feet without wearing tefillin or without speaking or learning Torah, what a Chil Hashem. Meaning the higher the expectations of you, the greater the threshold, the lower the threshold of the responsibility. We're supposed to live righteous lives, elevated lives, spiritual lives. The more we look like religious personalities on the outside, but we're not molded and shaped into living religious lifestyles on the inside, the further back we set the agenda, the further back we damage Hashem. The righteousness, it's important to have righteousness on the outside. It's important to be righteous in the minutiae details of Jewish law of halacha. Critically important, non-negotiably important. But it has to be matched. It has to be matched by our behavior. We say in the morning, Elu Dvarim, these are the things, the life that we're supposed to lead. And it talks about Achnasas Orchem, Abikur Cholim, and Kibar Ave'im, all of the righteous behavior of honoring our parents and hosting guests and visiting the sick and enabling women, the brides of the impoverished, to be able to get married. The Talmud Torah keneged kulam. And the learning of Torah is equal and opposite to all of them. And the simple understanding of this rabbinic teaching normally is, Talmud Torah keneged kulam means that Torah learning is equal and opposite to it all. All that added up doesn't equal Torah. Torah learning is the highest, and it is. It's what we're doing right now. So we dedicate our lives to Kiyem Chayenu. Learning Torah is critically important. Says Rav Zusha, the Rebbe Rav Zusha of Annapolis says the following. You know what it means, Talmud Torah keneged kulam. It means Talmud Torah is keneged. The foundation, the beginning of life is keneged kulam. First, you have to be a mensch. You have to visit the sick. You have to honor your parents. You have to hold the door. You have to be honest with your words. You have to follow through with your promises. First, you have to be a mensch. And then Talmud Torah is keneged kulam. Then Torah stands equal and opposite to the rest of it. But to skip the menschlich behavior, to be living a chil Hashem in the world, and then think you're going to stand for Torah, that Rav Schechter would say that's like wearing a tie with pajamas. You don't wear a tie with pajamas, you look like a fool. So if you carry yourself as a Torah personality, but you're not living a Torah life, the righteousness is only skin deep, it's superficial. It's like wearing a tie with pajamas. If we're not mindful, and we're not cautious, and we're not conscientious, and we're not careful with the impression that we leave, then, chas v'shalom, God forbid, we leave a chalal, we leave this vacuum, this opening. Because the formula is, the more Torah you learn, the more Torah you know, the more of a Torah person you should be, and the more that should reflect itself in your behavior. Anyone who excels in Torah but is deficient, and you denigrate the Torah, then God forbid you are creating a Chil Hashem. So the more you look like a religious personality, the more responsibility you have to act like a religious person, not only on the outside, but on the internal behaviors between people as well. We should all be zocha to make a Kiddush Hashem, to fulfill that which we daven for every day, Nikadesh Hashemcha Ba'olam, Hashem. You know what my mission is? You know why I'm here? Nikadesh Hashemcha Ba'olam. I just want to sanctify your name in this world. I just want to leave that positive impression. The other night, right before my daughter's wedding, we went to the Vizhnitz Cemetery. It was right near where we're staying. Went to the Ribnitz Rebbe. Midnight, it's unbelievable how many people are there in the cemetery in the middle of the night. Reb Leibel Geldzahler is buried there as well. He was a tremendous mechanech, an amazing Jew. There's a story, a video about him, and there was a dwarf, a short man who worked in a gas station, and the love that he showed, the Kiddush Hashem that he made, one of the Rabbi Yoel Gold videos about him, to visit his kever, to daven, what a person that he left such an impression years later on this person who everyone else thought was invisible and saw right through. It's a gas station, a non-Jew. And this Chassidish Yid gave him love, gave him attention, and left a Kiddush Hashem that lasted well beyond his lifetime. That's our mission. We should be zocha, we should merit to fulfill the Kadesh Shimcha Ba'olam. We continue with Living with Emuna in 15 minutes, hopefully, if technology will cooperate. See you back here very soon.